This is W4HR, Whiskey 4 Hotel India, Seneca.
I guess he went the other way, and he's in 0TR. For a short one, anyways, good afternoon, and Merry Christmas.
Doing things around the shack and inside the house here. I'm thinking I'd go out and take a little hike. I don't have to go very far. I live right next to a forest, so it's pretty easy to do it. Good morning. Good afternoon, Tom. I heard you on earlier talking about boilers and mega boilers and gas fed and getting all kind of stuff. W4HI.
But I enjoyed it all my life. It was different every day when you went in on maintenance. You never knew what you was going to face.
Get through college, I worked as an electrician's helper, which means I was the guy that, this is in South Florida, I was the guy that at 2 o'clock in the afternoon had to crawl up in an attic with blown fiberglass to hook up a paddle fan. Anyway, I learned a real good skill, and it did serve me well during all my lifetime, having a fundamental known understanding of residential electricity. Over.
Yes, sir. I think, you know, so many people are terrified of it, and really, house wiring in that is not that difficult. And all you've got to have is the elbow grease and the will to learn. Any of it will kill you. I worked on high voltage all my life and never got burnt or shocked bad. And, you know, it's just something that's a great skill to have around the house. And it's very expensive not to. But I've always enjoyed it. I've just got to where, Bruce, I can't do a lot of it now. And when we moved to this house, there was one receptacle and one fluorescent light down there in the basement. And now it's got a ceiling and lights everywhere and motion lights and my ham radio station. And really enjoy that basement a lot. And then I put Casablanca fans and every room and things like that, and all receptacles on the outside, and just made it a lot better. I always enjoyed doing it. I've had so many guys come up and say, oh, I'll work on 110, but I'm scared to death of that 220. That don't make sense. Single phase is just 220s, you know. And either one will kill you rapidly. But that was a famous saying of guys that didn't want to work on electricity.
I ever got 277, and I was on a probably a 20-foot ladder in a Kmart changing out ballast live. And I got touched by it. But it almost fell off the ladder, but it didn't. So that was good. Well, I thought it would be all right, because right below me was one of those end caps with all women's brassieres on it, so I would have had a cushioned landing, maybe.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, those ballasts, I used to have to, we had a 300,000 square foot machine shop, but then they built an assembly plant across the road, and I had to go over there and change out those ballasts all the time. That's 480 to ground, or to the neutral, give you that 277. And then later in my career, all the lighting changed over to 277. Those ballasts were tremendously hot when you pull them out, and you had to have gloves on, put it that way. It was like taking out a 400-watt mercury bulb while it was still going. They were really hot. But I had a welder over there, and he was an ornery old coot. And every time I'd walk by him, if he got the chance, an electric arc welder is about 80 volts open circuit on the newer ones, 50 on the real old Lincolns. But 80 volts will bite. And he'd reach up and touch you on the elbow or something with that stick welder, you know. So one day I was over there and I was on a scissor lift. What, man? Oh, you want to put those in here? Okay, sweetheart. So I'm talking to Bruce here. So anyways, I was up on that scissor lift, and this guy's name was Charlie England. And I said, hey, Charlie, I said, I'm going to take this other nut off with a nut driver here, and would you grab this ballast and set her down on the floor for me? Oh, yeah, Tom. And he was the welder that always would stick you with that stick and shock you, you know, as you went by, if you got a chance. And he reached up and grabbed that ballast. And you know how hot they were, Bruce. And I'm telling you, he called me everything under the blue book. And I said, yeah, well, I said, don't be sticking that stick welder out on me anymore. He never did.
Oh, and that 277, because it was a Kmart, and they just had it like that. I don't remember them being hot, so they must have been already very defunct, because obviously they weren't on. I mean, they were on for power, but they weren't working, so they had already expired or something like that. So I don't remember ever hitting a ballast, removing a ballast and it being hot, but remember, that was the only time I ever got up that high of a voltage. Now, I did, one of my duties as a helper was to, when we were working on a live, my master electrician, he was working on a live, and he gave me a 2x4, and he says, if I get hit, you're going to get me off that thing with that 2x4. I mean, that's the truth.
That is correct, because if you were working high voltage, it would get you too. Well, Bruce, they were tremendously hot. I'd say, probably 200 degrees or so. And I think the main reason over there was they had these VHO, very, very high output ballasts. And they were 277 volts. Now, if you got a hold of the end of the two red wires, the two blue wires, or the yellow wires in there, I can't remember which ones, you were on the secondary of that, and that was about 550 volts or more. And if you were taking it out hot, meaning the electric on, you better cut the line voltage first, or take the fuse out of it, and the black wire. But, they would burn you physically. And I think the main reason was they were 12 foot long, as I remember. And they, some of them were just like the F40 CW T12 regular old, you know, shop lights and that, as far as their shape went. But some of them were indented in just every few inches, the bulbs. But they were really long and big around. They was, 2.5 inches. But when they built that building, it was a Butler building, and they sprayed the insulation on. And it wasn't very many years later that insulation would just fall off of the ceiling on you, kind of like you described in an attic. And, it wasn't even changing the ballast if that stuff shook off on you, make you itch like crazy. But they had a thermal protector in them that would take them offline, but it was bimetal and it'd come back on. So whenever that ballast had fallen, I think it was mainly because those lights were near the ceiling and the insulation was gone and it'd fall down on those lights. But any ballast, even a 120-volt one, the people in the offices up front would say they're smelling something that's burning, and it would be a 120-volt ballast, and it would absolutely burn the heck out of your hand when you handled it, so you just put on a pair of gloves, you know. But they were famous for getting real hot, Bruce, so you got one of the lucky ones.
W2T.
And 4DJC.
Well, there's Jerry and there's Rusty. And Jerry, I haven't heard you in a coon's age. Bruce, back to you. Yeah, before HI in 0TR.
I'm going to let you continue. I was going to go take a hike, so I'm going to, I'll be on the side. 7-3, Tom, WP4HR.
Hello and goodbye to the fellow that just left. Good to hear you. I've been sitting here listening to you guys for a while, and I just want to say hello. Getting out, working out here in my shack, Tom, getting things up. Okay, got my new desk in, got things set up. I'm working on making all the good connections I need to make. And getting ready to see what I can do about Grant, getting a crew together to put up my antenna, and then we'll go from there. And I'll let you throw it over to the other station because I wasn't sure who that was.
Yeah, that sounds good, Rusty. You're about a 5.8 into the repeater today. A little bit of scratch, but fully copyable. Jerry, nice to hear you. In 4DJC to take it in 0TR.
Good to hear you. Yeah, Tom, I got everything hooked back up and got the 2-meter rig back running again. It was fine, but I just had a bunch of stuff going on the last couple of months and hadn't been on there much of, you know, at all. Just every once in a while, I just happened to hear you and the other gentleman on and thought I'd say hello to you. How you been doing? I know I talked to you since you had your surgery, and you seem to be doing pretty good. Is everything going okay?
Yeah, the normal aches and pains. Rusty and I is the twin triple bypass guys. He had his a little bit before I had mine. But it's doing fine in that area. I kicked the step going in the house a while ago. I had mail in my hands in the box. And my bad foot, is talking to me now. But guys, I'm in the truck. I just backed in from the trash dump. And I have a plumber coming out. And so I got to go string a hose out down there so we can drain the hot water tank. But, Jerry, I haven't been on a lot lately either. Been busy and pills and bills, you know, as you get older. But Rusty built him a new shack out there and got married and got a new radio shack. And just getting back online and glad to hear he's getting her all going. So I'll turn it over to Rusty, and I'll say Merry Christmas to you both, and I have to go. I'd love to sit here and chat with you a while, and maybe I'll catch you in the next few days, Jerry. And I know I will, Rusty. Anyway, excuse me. This is N0TR 73's guys. Go ahead, Rusty.
All right, Tom. Take it easy. We'll catch you later. And hello, Jerry. Hadn't talked to you in a while.
Question, Tom, if you got a plumber coming, you might well get the beat check book with you while you're at it. So, Rush, you got a lot of stuff going on, I see, or I hear. Sounds like you're doing well, though. You got a new shack and got a remarried and man and surgeries and what all. You've been busy.
Oh, yeah. I'm out here in the shack now. I was been working on it, had the building built. I got married back in February on Valentine's Day. And Elaine had a condo, so we're living in the condo now. And, of course, there was not enough room in there for me to set up a radio room. So after I sold my place, we built me a building out, an 8x10 building out back of in the backyard, in the corner of the backyard. And I've got it closed in and insulated, and I've got a heat and air unit in here. I've got a new desk that I put together yesterday and setting up here, so it faces, and I got my computers out here. Slowly but surely moving my radios and all out here. Got the 2-meter out here now. So, you know, I'm keeping up. And, yeah, I went in for a double bypass surgery on the 29th of May, and when they got in there, they found out it had to be triple. So I come out, and that was on a Thursday. And the following Monday, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they sent me home because I was already making great progress. So I'm doing better. And also, you staying out of trouble, Jerry?
Trying to, anyway. Like I said, we've just been busy had to have a yearly scan, MRIs, and all that sort of thing. And because I got some stuff going on my pancreas, but it's not just other than that, just active surveillance or whatever once a year, and everything stayed the same now for the last 2 years. That looks good. and we finally just got through it all. We used to have our doctor rounds of doctor visits in October, November, December. The last 3 months we drive back from the Greenville and the Harlow where my doctor, one of my doctors is, and just one thing right after another, what it seems like. And we just, as a matter of fact, we still be taking care of, you know, checking in with the grandkids. One of us doing basketball, that was doing, she did high school volleyball, now she's doing league volleyball, so she starts back in January, I think, and they travel to Spartanburg and Rock Hill, and yes, it's on the weekends, though, so they don't have to worry about getting out in quite as bad of traffic anyway, and it's not too far. It's, what is that, Star Center there, just off of 85. It's kind of not very far from this. It's maybe 45 minutes an hour or something like that. That's where they have that in the Loop Center. They got two of them there. In the Spartanburg area, it's probably close to where, not where you are now, but not too far from where you were before maybe. And other than that, though, we've just been putting one foot in front of the other. You know how that goes. But I tell you, I'm envious of you putting a shack, building a shack out there, 8x10. That's quite a project, I imagine.
Found a corner about a mile and a half to 2 miles from where I lived before. And I'm still in Moore. And we're living in a condo, a nice little west subdivision over here. And they don't really have rules about sneak up a six-band vertical up here right outside my shack when I can get a few people over here to help me put it together and stand it up, and then it'll be ready to go. And I'm not able to do a lot of lifting myself. The doctor's still keeping an eye on me, so, you know, that's what it goes at. So I'm into working at that, trying to behave myself, and singing barbershop, keeping that busy. We just finished Monday night. We just finished our Christmas season. We did a Tuesday, and then two Mondays following two Mondays, performing at various places. One over here in Spartanburg, two in Greenville. So, you know, we kept busy. I'm now singing in the church choir and play handbells there. And of course, what's going to happen is, this coming week, they're going to elect me as an elder of the church, and I go on the elder committee on the 1st of January. So, all kinds of fun, good things going on, you know?
Staying plenty active, that's for sure. that almost sounds like work, Rusty. But it sounds great that you're able to do all that stuff, especially things you enjoy like that. And I'm really glad to hear that your surgery went okay. Sounds like it's pretty damn good to get you out of that quick. One of my friends over here in Anderson had an aortic valve replaced. I think it was this past year, but it might have been a year before. But yeah, he was out of the hospital in like 2 days, which is just, you know, years ago, those things, that was like open heart surgery almost. They got in there and cracked your chest open and all that stuff. And I think they went in under his armpit or somewhere, something like that, and put it in. He was out of the hospital about 3 days, I think, 3 or 4 days maybe. He was doing real well last time I spoke with him. As my wife's got to have that. She's got a leaky aortic valve herself, and she got a, you know, it's not to the point where it needs to be replaced. It's always something we got to keep an eye out, that sort of thing. But, you know, we're both doing real well, especially since we got a little bit of a break coming up for the next month or so anyway with the grandchildren. But they're all growing up. The granddaughter got her license, and she's driving now. And so that's another thing for us to be concerned and be worried about, I guess. But I'm surprised they let you put up a building there with a condo and in that type of subdivision. That's pretty flexible.
I need permission to build the building. We put in the paperwork for it, did all the proper things, and my little building out here is only 8x10, and it's roofed and it's got siding on it, and the siding matches the siding on the house. On the condo unit, so, you know, it just kind of blends in out here. And like I said, I'm going to put this 24-foot vertical up, and I'm going to ground mount it so it won't stick up above the house very much at all, if that. and everything else. Things are going along, and I'll let the urge you in there. I wanted to say hello to you, Jerry. I haven't talked to you in a while. Need to get back over here. I'm working on a couple of projects, trying to get radios set up, trying to get computers running, and got an amplifier for sale. I'm trying to let a few people know so they can put it out to people and get it on a list where people might like to purchase it. So anyway, that's what I'm doing today. You have a good one. We'll catch you later. In the 4DJC, W2T, 73, Jerry.
See you later, Rusty. In 4DJC, clear. And my next door neighbor, by the way, was a ham, and he moved last year. But he had some type of vertical, and it was a real skinny-looking thing. Didn't have any traps or anything. It had a bunch of ground wires on it. It was about 30 feet tall, and it was so thin, it flexible, it was so thin you could barely see it in the air. It was just, it looked almost like a fishing pole or something like that, but it was a regular antenna. It was when it had a tuner on it, at the bottom, some type or another. I think it was electric type tuner. And he worked DXCC in just a matter of 2 or 3 months, and he was a fairly new ham. 73, Rush, you have a good one. Hope everything continues to go good with health, and glad to see everything's going good with you, with your wife and the condo, and finish up that building. Talk to you later. M4DTC.